Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
That got some confusion going on the line. I hope you guys can hear me. I was on a speaker before and I was just needed to shut that off. Anyway, if you guys in the chat room can let me know if you can hear me all right, that would be awesome, because I can't tell how the connection is. Anyway, so if somebody in the chat room can just let me know, that would be great. So thank you so much for joining me. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. Oh, good. Thanks for Sandy for letting me know. I just want to thank you all for taking time out of your day and your busy schedule for joining me today. So how is your day? We just had this great 4th of July week on the East Coast. Unfortunately, we had rain for the 4th of July holiday. But that's given us the opportunity to extend our holiday into the weekend. I love that the 4th of July was on Friday because it's given us, most of us, a lot of us, a long weekend, which is really great. Anyway, so, yeah, the rain on Friday has moved a lot of parties to this weekend. And so it's interesting because my professors, who are other parts of the country, don't understand when you live near the founding place of the country that 4th of July is a big deal, and it's really 2 weeks going into 4th of July that we have all kinds of festivities and concerts and things like that, and lots of fireworks shows, which, you know, around the country they have that, of course, but here where it all started on in the Northeast, it's really a big deal. And so when they I had so much homework this week, and I had class this week, two classes, and I thought, oh, God, don't these professors understand when you're this close to the beginning of the country that 4th of July should be a whole week of vacation? There's just not enough time to do everything. Oh, my goodness. I have three parties today. I had two parties yesterday. So anyway, it's a lot of fun, you know, and getting together with people for these special occasions or special events. So where are you having fun in your life? Are you having fun? That's a big question, because right now, and we are being called to really redefine yourself. Who are you truly at the heart and the center of your soul? And what does your soul call for? What is it calling you to do? What is your authenticity? I have such a difficult time with that word. You know, we were in Pluto. Pluto was in Cancer for a long time, and it was causing us to look externally to identify who we were, who we are as a people. It had us looking externally to the Pope, to the government, to Hollywood, to the media. Now, the Sun in Jupiter, or Jupiter is in Cancer, is calling you to listen to your inner truth, to your core beliefs. And Uranus in Aries is asking you to say no to that outside influence now that has been really pressing on us for so long. It's asking you to be in your strength, in your truth, to be in your vulnerability and showing up who you really truly are at your core being. It's asking you now to come out and stand up and stand in courage in your truth. What do you believe in? What do you get really riled up about? And when I say riled up, I don't mean, you know, in an angry way, but what really makes your heart sing? Or what do you get passionate about? Are you passionate about saving animals or the environment? Are you passionate about you know, there are so many things you can be passionate about. I'm passionate about teaching. And speaking of teaching, I want to congratulate two of my recently earned certificates. And I want to just reach out and say congratulations to Emily, who has received a certification in in-depth studies in meditation and esoteric studies. So I want to give a hey to Emily, and I also want to give a shout out to Jeannie, who recently earned her advanced intermediate certification in tarot card reading. So it really excites me when my students do well, and it excites me when my students go beyond me, because that to me is the highest compliment. Some teachers get offended if their students now seem to be surpassing them. I on the other hand, get passionate about it, because that means that those students are going to be ready to go out and share something even bigger into the world. And it's important, because we need all the light workers that we can get out there right now with, you know, all this transformation and people standing in their truth, being present. This is an important part of our journey, an important part of our journey as a country and as a world. We're coming out of this time where, we've been under this male dominance and listening to outside influences and coming into a world in a time when we all have to come out of the closet, stand in your truth, and stand hand in hand in the real truth. You know, there are so many false ways of connecting with others, superficial ways, you know, like posting pictures on Facebook or, sharing different things on Facebook or social media and things like that. And, you know, it's nice to see those things. It's nice to connect. I do that myself because I know you all like to see me post things on Facebook. And I try to post on my public pages, you know, mostly inspirational things. So if you haven't liked my public page, please do so. And you can find that at facebook.com/CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. And that's really where all the action happens. Is on my public page. On my private page, really not a lot goes on. I just don't have time to spend a lot of time on Facebook. And a lot of times if you see me post, sometimes it's from my phone. I also want to let you guys know where to find me when I'm off Blog Talk Radio. And that is my website, which is simple. My name, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. FONTAINE. And I want to give a shout out to some of the new people who have joined us on Facebook. And that's Eve, Brittany, Arlene, Joy. And I'm not sure if Mabel joined us this week or last week. So I'm going to give a shout out to Mabel. So she may have gotten two shout outs. So hi to all you new people out there. Thank you so much for joining me. I am in the chat room if you would like to join the chat room. There's a whole bunch of people in there, and the people in our chat room are really becoming a close group, and share a lot of things. So if you feel like you're looking for a community, you're looking for some support, come on into the chat room. We've got a great community in there. All right, I'm a little stuffed up today. I think I have an allergy thing on, so if I'm kind of nasally, because I feel like I am. So again, you know, astrologically wise, I just want to reiterate that it's really a time to stand in your power, to be upright, to be strong, to really go, if you haven't this last year, really gone in and soul searched to find out who you are and what's really important to you. Then I encourage you to really do that now, because now is the time to really bring your gifts forward to what you have to share and offer to the universe. After last week's show on resilience, I had a great conversation with one of my students, and she really cool with me that she was having a really difficult time going into the quiet, into the stillness, and into meditation. And so she came up with this really cool way of doing it for herself. And this shows an individual's resilience. This student loves to swim and loves to scuba dive, unable to do those things right now. So what she did, because she was having so much trouble focusing and quieting her mind, for her, snorkeling is very relaxing. So she put on her snorkel goggles and her snorkel, whatever you call that thing that you put in your mouth, and just listened to her breath. And that was able to get her into the place of a higher connection where she could just listen to her breath and go within. So I encourage you, if you're having a difficult time going within, find what helps you go within, whatever practice that is. So be resilient and come up with brilliant solutions like this, snorkeling in bed. How can you beat that? It's such a fantastic idea. So we have, oh my God, so many callers on the line. You know, it's funny because the weeks when I don't plan this really intense show, the phone lines light up with callers. Plan this really intense show, the switchboard is really quiet. So I didn't plan this really intense show today because Spirit always guides me as to what show to plan and what to write and so forth. And this week Spirit's like, yeah, we're going to take a little break this week as far as writing this big intense show or these lessons. And that's because the switchboard lights up. And it always happens that way. I love it. It's so really cool. All right. So I am going to take callers. And, oh, my goodness. I hope I'm going to be able to get to you all. The switchboard is – it's not full because I can take 50 callers on my switchboard. However, I don't have time for 50 callers in just the short hour that we have. So, oh my goodness, and the callers just keep adding up. All right, so I am going to open the lines. So the first call is area code 201, Legit 3640. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia. Who's this?
Hi, Cynthia. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Just calling today about money and relationships.
Okay, money and relationships, two very big subjects. So what specifically, if you could narrow it down, are you looking for in those areas?
Any money coming my way, and I'm single, any relationships coming my way.
Okay, it looks like the money flow has been in reverse. Are you putting out more money every month than you're bringing in?
Yeah.
Yep, because that's what my guides are saying. The money flow is in reverse. And it looks like, you know, you've got the money to be in reverse for the time being. However, you know, we want to get that switched and go in the opposite direction. And my guides are showing that, you know, the flow can change for you and that the will be consistent and it will be a better flow of money coming in. What are you doing now for work?
I'm not working right now.
Okay, because I was just going to say my guides are saying there's no work. Okay. And what is your field?
Oh, I'm an executive assistant.
Okay. All right. The work in your area, my guides are saying, is very, it's not only very slow, but it seems like you can have work sometimes, and then there's periods where there's no work.
Right.
What is, okay, that explains that then. Okay.
Yeah.
What really makes you shine in what you do?
I'm very organized, and I don't know. I just like to follow up on things. I'm really good at that. I'm good at what I do, and that's what I love, everything about it.
Okay. Have you ever considered going into or looking at, as an addition to what you do as a temp, organizing people's homes?
No.
Okay, because that's where Spirit is guiding. And very strongly, because you are very good at organizing, and they're showing me that you would be excellent in the avenue of helping people get organized in their homes. Okay. Have you ever taken any space clearing or clutter clearing classes?
No, I have not.
Or feng shui design?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's the area that Spirit would like you to look and to be guided towards, because you're going to find a lot of satisfaction in that area, and you will also find work in that area.
Okay.
Okay. So take, think about that, because the skills you already have can help you go in that direction. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn my phone off. Sun calling. Hopefully it's not anything important. So that's an area where Spirit is saying that you would have a lot of success, okay? So you can take the skills that you already have in organization and expand that into helping people get organized, okay? Whether it's organizing a home office, that sort of thing. You're also good at getting rid of things that aren't needed, and helping people see what's needed and what's not. And you work on a computer as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're even showing me that you could help people organize their computer files and clean computers up, things like that. For example, my computer hard drive is always full. So for me to, like, go in and delete old files and things like that is, like, it's a drudgery that takes forever to do. But what they're saying is you can even help people organize, get their things organized on their computer, things like that. So think about going in that direction and gaining new skills in feng shui, in space clearing, in clutter clearing. And then you can take your administrative skills and you can be able to apply them to both. So you'll be able to apply those skills also in your administration skills as well if you start doing some feng shui, because what they're showing me is you're really meant to be on a bigger scale or on a bigger stage and sharing what you know with bigger people, crowds, like actually teaching.
Okay.
Okay. So, helping people getting their files and their office organized, but also getting it organized in a sense where it's more pleasing to be there during the day, and it successfully operates on an energetic level better. So start looking into space clearing, shifting energy. Karen Kingston, I think it is a good place to look. Angel DePara. Sorry, go ahead.
What did you say, Karen Kingston?
Yeah, Karen Kingston. Denise Lynn, you can look at her feng shui and space of clutter clearing stuff. What Spirit is telling me that is really going to feel like it really resonates with you, and that's a really good direction for you to go in. So the temp stuff is going to continue to be up and down, and but if you go in this direction, it'll be fully charged, and you'll have good success in that area.
Great.
Okay. And then as far as looking at the relationship, I don't see anything really solid on the immediate horizon for you. It's looking like that it really you want to focus more on this aspect of your life right now as far as learning as much as you can on the energetic side of things, on space clearing and clutter clearing. Focus on that, because what Spirit is saying, that is going to give you a new element and aspect of yourself, and it's going to help you feel better about yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, then the relationship will come forward.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I wish you the best of luck, and let me know how you do. But if you focus on those areas, you know, you'll have great success, and also it's gonna start making shifts in you, in your inner core, and then that's when the relationship will come forward.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Rose. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Oh, I love that. You know, energetically, it's really important that we look at the outside of our world, what's going on in a reflection in your homes, in your businesses, you know, because if your home is really cluttered and unorganized, that is going to show up in your personal life as well. So your relationships will be cluttered. You'll have a lot of chaos in your relationship because your home or your business reflects your inner world, what's going on inside of you. So I really encourage all of you to take a look at your home. Get your homes cleaned up and organized. And if you have difficulty with that yourself, then find somebody who does organizing in your area, does the feng shui, and get them to help you. If you don't yourself have that skill, don't know where to start, then look for people who do have the skill, like Rose, who's going to learn those skills and take what she knows in the corporate world, being an executive assistant, into a real, true balance of bringing that in with, you know, really helping people, not just on a larger scale, but helping people on an important level, an energetic level of getting to the core of who they are. Because really, that's what this life is all about. You know, we all need money to live, to have a home, whether you rent or, you know, whether it's a one room that you rent or if it's a house or if you own a big house. We all need money for food, for clothing, for things like that. So if we have, most of us all have to work. You know, there aren't many who are independently wealthy. And if you are, good for you. So, but that being said, find ways to generate your wealth that make a difference in other people's lives and especially in your own life. You don't have to be out there necessarily on a platform like I am out in the public. Even if you just make a difference in your own family, that is really important. I just need to grab a drink here. I'm really having trouble with these allergies today. I apologize. Okay, so that being said, we're going to go to the next caller, and it's area code 404. Last four digits are 5486. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? This is Lolita from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Lolita. I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I have a question on one of my dogs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I have a dog named Sheba, and she has her right back leg. She's been limping on it. I was wondering if you're able to tell me maybe what she needs from me or what can I do to help her. I'm sitting with her right now.
Okay. I'd like you to put your hands on her hip and her the upper part of her leg, like the thigh area.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like you to take a nice deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. Close your eyes. Now, I'm going to channel through you. Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to send her some energy through you. Okay.
Wow, wonderful.
All right. So just allow and imagine that you have you're surrounded by this beautiful white light, this healing light. Breathe it all in as you breathe in through your nose. and out through your mouth. Allow this healing light to surround you and to surround Shiva. Your hands may start to feel like they get tingly. And just allow this healing to go through your body, into your hands, and allow Shiva to be receptive and open to this healing energy. As you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, see if any thoughts come in, any words that may be coming from Shiva. As you allow this healing energy to flow through you, any images that may come up, allow it to continue to flow through. You may see different colors. If there's a particular color that she needs, it will show up. Or it may just be the white light that she needs.
Her panting like really quick, is that effect, is that what the causes of this energy work?
It can, yeah. So just keep to breathe in. Breathe in through your nose, slow your own breathing. Just think relaxation, because your thoughts will be transferred to her, because animals see pictures and they think in thought. Allow her breath to flow. You may feel like you're heating up yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can feel it. Okay. So just keep breathing. Allow the energy to flow through your hands, out through your hands. Okay, Spirit says that's enough for her for right now.
Okay.
So just run your hands from her head to her tail, you know, slowly sort of caressing her fur.
Okay.
Okay. Just take another nice deep breath in as you're caressing her fur. Okay. So now know that you can go back and do this for her anytime. Okay, so just get into the space of some deep breathing. Bring the white light, the energy of the white light in around you, and just ask Spirit to give her what she needs, okay, through you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, have you thought about training in energy work yet?
Have I thought about training energy work?
Yeah, training and energy.
Yeah, I'm a Reiki.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a Reiki master.
Okay, but are you not practicing right now, or practicing on a bit not, on a? Okay, because that's what you're saying.
Not intensely. Yeah, I need to.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably do the energy work on her, and do it. I just haven't done it, but I'll do it on anybody else. But I haven't done it on her.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure like what she's needing, because she'll hop a lot and. I'll do a little Reiki on her, but I'm just not knowing. So I thought when I saw you did animal communication, I just wanted something in return from her. Like, what do I need to do for her to relieve that pain to get better? Because she's not walking at all.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. And
well,
that's
the validation. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it's not always important that we know what the cause is, you know, just like when we work on humans. okay? Because you know the Reiki energy is going to go where it needs to go. So you don't have to you don't have to control it, okay? Is she a little bit of an older dog?
Yeah, like she's about about 16 years old.
Okay. You know, because what I'm seeing is internally, naturally, she's starting to slow down. And, you know, with her, this is, it's part of the aging process. Okay. And it looks like that, she does have something going on in that hip joint, as far as, it looks like that the hip is starting to deteriorate a little bit. But, you know, medically, my guides are saying that there really isn't anything medically that can be done. Okay. So
no,
really,
mm-hmm.
no. So really the energy work is the thing for her. Okay. So I really encourage you to practice on her as much as she'll allow, and she'll let you know when she's had enough.
Okay.
So it's not so important, again, just like with Reiki, you know, the Reiki energy knows where to go and knows what the individual needs, whether it's a human or whether it's an animal, because, you know, spirit is spirit. Just because an animal doesn't have the communication that we have, sometimes that blocks our own thinking, going, oh, my gosh, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? What you know as a Reiki practitioner, there's no right or wrong, that the energy will go where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's the same with her. And that's the same with her. And that's really what she needs right now. She just needs to be loved, and she just, you know, just you. So you give her as much as you can, and that's all that she needs right now. You know, she's saying that she's had a great life, and that you've given her the opportunity of a great life. You know, it looks like that you've been very connected to her on a deep emotional level. You know, not just on a superficial level, you know, playing and things like that, but you really connect with her on a deep level. And what she's saying is she can help you to open up your skills and your communication to work with other animals as well. Do you have a lot of horses around you?
No, but you're the second person that has mentioned horses.
Okay, all right, because that's spirit is, you know, showing that that's a direction where, you know, your skills can be really, really utilized is taking your skills out into the animal world and healing animals, you know, assisting with animals. And then, you know, what Spirit is saying is you'll start seeing pictures or you'll hear a word or, you know, and that will start to become more regular. And, you know, that's really how the animal communication happens. They give us, or they give me, or, you know, people who are able to communicate with animals, they give it to us in pictures, okay? So I'll see pictures, but I can also hear their thoughts. And, you know, when you become more advanced, then, you know, you'll be able to hear their thoughts as well, okay?
Okay, perfect. That's awesome.
So,
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
that really helped me a lot.
My pleasure. I'm so glad that you called in and glad that I could help. And so I encourage you to, you know, really explore that area and think about start working with animals, and particularly big animals. Horses would be a really great area for you to look at.
Will you mentor somebody on animal communication?
Yeah, I can do that. Sure.
Okay. I'll be reaching out to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so send me a contact request form through my website. Because if you send me just a straight email, I get hundreds of emails a day. And I often, you know, will miss them because they'll go into my junk box if you're not in my contact list.
Okay, perfect.
All right. All right, Lolita, you have
thank
a great
you
day.
Thank you very much.
So much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and that's for all you guys out there. The best way to reach me is go through my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and send me a contact request form. You can also message me on Facebook, but if you just send me a straight email, I sometimes miss those because I literally get hundreds of emails a day, and it's impossible to go through them all. So that's the best way to reach me. And then also, you know, I if you reach me that way and just say, hey, I listen to your radio show, you know, that's great. So I'm going to go to the next caller because we only have 20 minutes left, and I'm going to try to get to you all. So please hold on. So I'm going to have to speed things up a little bit here. So please have your question focused and formulated when I bring you on. That way I can try to get everybody in. So this is area code 904 and the last two digits, 2297. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I love your name. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've never heard it before. It has such a nice flow to it, LaShondra. How can I help you today?
Basically, I am trying to relocate back to Texas from Florida, and I'm trying to see when do you see this move happening for me. It's just a matter of me trying to wait on a job transfer, and I'm just wondering when do you see the job transfer going through.
Has there been some issues with paperwork around this job transfer?
I'm having a problem with my team lead and my ops manager. It's like I feel like they're trying to block me from going.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is are you familiar with Saint Germain?
No, I've just been playing the 37 song.
Okay, that's great. You can continue to do that. Saint Germain is associated with the violet flame. You know when you you look at a candle burning and the flame mm-hmm. that's closest to the wick, that really pretty violet mm-hmm. color that doesn't have any heat to it, it's actually cool.
Right.
Saint Germain and the violet flame, that energy is all about transmutation and removing blocks and negativity. Okay. So
awesome.
As you're praying your psalm, you can ask to invoke the violet flame, call in Saint Germain, and then send the violet flame through your workplace. And just imagine as you're praying that this violet flame goes through the workplace, cleansing, clearing, and opening up all the channels for your transfer to happen. Okay. And then the two individuals that you feel who are blocking you, because it looks like that one is blocking more than another, mm-hmm. again, send the violet flame to them. And this is in a loving way. This isn't forceful. This is a very positive thing. It's, you know, like if you were to send the Holy Spirit, it's a very positive thing. Okay. So in a loving way, ask for the highest good, that the highest good be done, that Saint Germain transmute the energy and allow the opening for you to be able to have this transfer happen. Okay? That's going to really help you rather than focusing on the two individuals who are blocking you. Focus on the aspect of the energy opening up and for them to allow you to, you know, to go on with your process in life.
Okay.
Because it seems like one in particular is very stuck in their own life, and it looks like they're very controlling, a very controlling individual, and they don't want things to change unless they want it to change. Okay. So I don't want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on
the thing is that I haven't put all my eggs in one basket. Since I've noticed that I was going to have these problems with them, I decided to like apply for other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
even if another opportunity opened up for me with a new company, that would be great too. I've been
yes.
doing a lot of flying over the past few days too.
Yes.
And then I went through my email because some of the companies that I had applied for, like probably like a year or two ago, they sent me their contact information for an interview, but at the time I wasn't able to make it. But I always keep old emails with job contacts. So I went through my email and found the phone number. And so what I plan on doing tomorrow is reaching out to those, you know, those contacts in my email to see if there's any way where they could, you know, give me a chance to, you know, come in for an interview and, you know, the opportunity, because I do see where some of the companies are still hiring.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, even that being said, that's a fabulous way for you to be doing this, because you do have other opportunities out there. And my guys are saying that there's two or three other opportunities, but once you open up the energy in your current location, your current job with the current people, that's going to open you up for new opportunities, whether it's with the same job or if it's elsewhere. But it's looking like it's going to be elsewhere, that you will have a job offer elsewhere. Could help you in the position that you're currently in, because it looks like that there's one job in particular that has some aspects to it that you're not doing right now in your current job. Do you know which one that is?
That I'm not sure. I applied for a higher position.
Okay,
like,
that's it. It's the higher position, because that's going to give you some leverage with your current company. But you know, I think it's looking like you're going to be moving on into other things. And let me just look at a timeline. Yeah, let me just look at the timeline here. Are you looking at more southern Texas?
Am I looking when?
In the area in Texas, more like the southern part of the state?
I'm looking like the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. It's all good for you. Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston. There's all opportunities for you there. There are definitely opportunities for you there in that area. Yeah. So continue looking, and you know, I think that's I give you a lot of credit for following up and, you know, saving those contacts. Really important, because even if one of those don't lead, that's going to lead you to something else. But I really feel like you already have what you need to move into something else, to make that move happen. Okay. And let me just look at a timeline here. July, August. I'm looking at October, November, December.
Really? I was trying to get out of here like at least by September.
Movement is still really slow in September. So you just keep focusing on getting yourself organized, start thinking about what you want to pack, okay? And continue your psalm, use Saint Germain, because it's waiting for you there, but it's looking like it looks like October, November, December. That's when things really start rolling for you.
Okay.
So get prepared and be ready. And that being said, that's going to help get the energy moving. The energy feels a little stuck right now.
Okay.
But yeah, there's great opportunity. There's great opportunity for you there. And also follow up with, even if you don't get an interview, follow up with a personal note with whoever you speak with. Okay. Where you send your resume. Thank you for considering, me for the position. Thank you for taking my resume, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Just a quick little personal note, because that can give you a crack, an opportunity where somebody else might not. It'll give you a little opening, okay?
Okay.
All right, so follow up with a little thank you. It doesn't have to be, you know, a big thing, whatever. And especially for the interview process, but follow up not just for the interview, but, also if you get an acknowledgement for your resume from wherever you apply, send them a thank you, a little thank you note back. Thank you so much for taking the time and looking at my resume.
Okay.
That's going to make an impact and a difference. And when you get an interview, be sure you send a handwritten personal note. But the other ones, the other ones can just be an email.
Okay.
All right. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know how you do. Good luck. Take care. All right. So, you know, that can really make a difference when you add a personal touch, whether it's with a job interview or even just sending a resume. Also, if you have people in your life who make a difference in your life, say, for example, you have an elder that's in a nursing home and, you know, there's somebody who takes extra special care of that elder, send them a handwritten thank you. It makes an impact these days because people don't get handwritten notes anymore. And, you know, everybody gets emails and things like that. But really take the time to just write a little personal handwritten note. All right, we're going to the next caller, and this is 832, last four digits, 9057. Oh, let's see. And for some reason,
Hello.
We go. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Neetu. I'm calling from Texas.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
Neetu.
Oh, that's another pretty name. Thanks. What can I do for you today, hon? Isn't that funny? Our last caller is looking for a job in Texas.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you saw a job coming in for me.
What field are you in?
I'm a planner right now.
A planner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess like either I'm sorry, go ahead.
What kind of a planner?
I work for a nonprofit.
Okay.
I guess either a job or relationship. I guess whichever one comes first.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at the job. And this looks like, is it a smaller nonprofit?
We have a lot of members, but the company itself is small.
Itself is small, right, because that's what Spirit showed me, that it's a smaller group, you know, a smaller nonprofit. You know, it seems like you like what you do, but, you know, with nonprofits, sometimes money's always a challenge with nonprofits.
Right.
So now just give me a little bit more of what exactly do you mean when you say you're a planner?
I plan the events for the nonprofit.
Okay. All right. Have you ever thought about being an event planner on your own?
No, that's something I don't want to do.
You don't want to do that? Okay. Because they're showing
mm-hmm.
me you're really skilled at pulling things together and at organizing people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, you know, you really have strong qualities in that area, but if you don't want to do it on your own, have you thought about going out and doing event planning for, you know, like caterers or things like that?
No, I'm trying to break away from event planning completely.
Okay.
Like, I don't really like it.
Okay, because you're strong, you really have a lot of strong qualities in organizing and leading people, okay. So, but your heart, because
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm getting, your heart doesn't sing in that area, but the area that you're really, you know, you really are strong in leading people, in organizing people, you know, you can direct people, okay, is what
mm-hmm.
they're saying, showing me. But to me, it feels like that the events for you feel like they're very superficial.
Mm-hmm.
Are you searching for a deeper meaning in your life?
No, I'm not at that point yet. I was just trying to look for another job.
Right. No, but this is all related.
Okay.
Okay. Because what Spirit is saying is go within, because when you go within and find your heart song, that's when the flower's going to bloom and it's going to come up and out. Okay. So I encourage
mm-hmm.
you to, get into some, some kind of mindful meditation practice, whether, you know, it's Tai Chi or yoga or mantra meditation or whatever. Because when Spirit is saying when you go within, that's when the flower is going to bloom and come out, okay? Because right now, you know, we, like I said earlier, we all have to make money to survive. But right now, that's really all you're doing, okay? So take those skills that you have in organizing people, in being a leader, and take those thoughts and really go within and figure out what does that mean for you, okay? And I'd like you to focus on those qualities, and the when you can get quiet and get within and figure out what really rocks your boat, that's when those qualities are just going to come out like fireworks and explode. Okay, so in the meantime, it's not in your best and highest good to leave your current position. Okay. So I would stay with what, I would stay with what you're doing right now, and start to find the deeper you. And when you find the deeper you, that's when the best part of you is going to come out. So I wouldn't leave the current job right now. I would stay with that. Figure out who you are as a person, who you are as a person, what really rocks your boat, and then your world is going to open up, and you're going to figure out what it is that you're really meant to do. Okay, because you really are meant to shop. You really are meant to shine, and you're meant to lead people.
All righty. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Best of luck to you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. We only have 2 minutes left. Okay, so caller 347, last four digits, 6016. Really quick, if I can get you on here. There it goes. Hi, caller. How can I help you?
Yes. Just would like to know about relationship love life right now for me.
Okay. It's looking pretty stagnant right now. Did you have a relationship that ended recently?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me two relationships. And I'm getting the name Bob.
No.
Well, this could be somebody around you in your energy field. It could be somebody coming, but I'm getting the name Bob. I'm also hearing the name, it sounds like Darren, but I'm not sure if that's it, but I'm hearing like Daryl, starts with a D. Okay. And there's two in the back and there's two in the front. Okay. So two relationships past, two relationships in the front, but they're not really close to you right now. Okay. So what that means is they're not really quite in your energy field yet where, you know, so what I'm saying is it's not going to be in the next 30 days, okay? But there are two that are out there, but they're on the outskirts of your energy field. So it's going to take time for them to come in. So right now, focus on you, okay? Focus on pampering yourself and taking care of yourself. I feel like that you look for that from others, for validation from others of your self-worth, okay? So start to value your own self-worth. Bring yourself flowers, take walks in nature, take salt baths, things like that. And when you can really do that and really come into your own, that's when the relationship's going to come. But it's going to be for a while, and we're out of time. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for calling in. And you can call back, or if you want to go in the chat room, I can continue chatting with you there, okay?
Yeah, I'll go in the chat room.
Okay, great. Have a great week. I love you all. Thank you so much for all the callers for calling in. Thank you for listening, whether you're live or listen to the replay. I love you so much. Have a beautiful and blessed week. And remember, stand in your truth. Be who you really are. Love yourself. And because I love you, you are great.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart, it'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned to purpose, everything
all
will feel gorgeous.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.